Hello, hello, Jennifer Jimenez here, and I am here to welcome you to your day one of the Wellbeing Revolution Challenge, and just wanted to give you a super special shout out for being a VIP in this experience and for giving yourself this gift more than anything. I know what it's like to be in a position where I'm feeling really ready for a change, and I feel absolutely honored and really excited to journey this journey together. A couple of pro tips that I will tell you. If there's any way to move your schedule around so that you can be on these sessions live, I promise you, it has the potential of being a game changer and even life changing for you. So yes, it will be worth it. And if you're one of those people where you really can't move your schedule, then know that the recordings will be made available as soon as we can put them up on. There's a portal, there's a website where the replays will be. What that means though, is in order for you to journey this journey with us together, you're going to want to make a plan to absolutely make this a non-negotiable that you participate when you can do it. If that means playing this when you're driving, you know, when you're sitting on the, you know, let's see, what time of year is this? What sport would your kids be playing? You know, the spring, whatever the spring sport is, where you're sitting at the, you know, on the field, or you're, you know, getting ready in the morning. You know, you're going to need to wedge this into, I know, probably an already really busy schedule. But again, you know, that's what it takes. Successful women who make a shift in their life do what's required. Another pro tip is to, more than anything, know that there is a part of you that wants to grow. That's the part of you that signed up for this. And then we all have the part of us that's fighting to stay in the status quo, you know, it's going to fight for survival to stay in your comfort zone, right? What does that look like? It looks like self-sabotage. It looks like you saying, I'm going to do it. And then all of a sudden, several days have gone by and now you're feeling defeated because you feel like, it, you know, quote unquote, you've fallen behind on this. So you're going to need to put participating in this in what I call the category of the NN, non-negotiable. It can't be something that if everything else gets done, then you do this. This has to be moved up the totem pole as to a top priority, which is part of the issue in, for the most part anyways, you know, is that we tend to put ourselves on the back burner. So you're going to need to put yourself on the front burner and this challenge on the front burner to really begin to see a shift in the areas that you would really love to shift. If you treat this casually, you're going to get casual results. If you want to get kick-ass results, you've got to put this more on the front burner than you probably might think or have, you know, originally planned. And then the final pro tip is really to start considering right now, what is your deepest core root why you're doing this? Because what I've learned from my mentors and from really doing study for decades in this is, you know, we all want to be healthy. We all want to eat well. We all want to move. But if it was just enough to know that we want that, we'd all have it. What drives people is really their subconscious, deeper why. So unless you hook this result of greater energy and more vitality and unshakable confidence and more joy to something that really is driving you way deeper down, it's not going to be enough to override the self-saboteur that lives within inside of each one of us. So for me, for example, if I go back in time when I was really in a massive burnout phase and it felt like moving mountains to make a change in my life, My children were smaller. My kids are now over 18. They're, 19, 21, and 25. But when I was in burnout and really wanted to see a change, and I did something similar to what this challenge represents to you, is I tied it to, I wanted to be the kind of mom that wasn't cranky and burned out and, short fused. I wanted to be a mom that had energy, that was patient, that was playful, that could run around and play with them. And so my kids ultimately were my driving force that helped me override all of the limiting beliefs and the habits and the subconscious stories that were driving behaviors that were leading to burnout, right? So what's your deeper why? What's something that really motivates you? What's something that pulls on your heartstrings that when you think about it, it brings tears to your eyes? Maybe it's your own children or nieces and nephews or grandchildren or, a cause that really matters to you or to grow old with your loved ones, in a healthy, vibrant way and not to be a burden for your kids to have to take care of because you didn't take care of you. Something like that, that really drives you. So these are my pro tips for you, amazing soul. And I so look forward to seeing you face to face, getting a chance to really get to know you. I will say, for those that show up live, there's some really incredible opportunities to have absolute transformation, like real, true, life-changing results, because there's just something magical about that energy and that vortex that we create together in the live experience. So, and again, if you can't make it live, you can get some really amazing value from the replays, and you just have to make sure you commit to doing it, and not delaying, not putting it off. So I look forward to seeing you very, very soon. Until then, have a great rest of your day.